Claro.
Connecting cultures. Let's talk about that. Interesting topic, because it took me a while to realize that humans together form humanities in the same way that cells form a body, and that humanity as a whole is an organism, same as is the case for our body. And it took me a while still to realize that all of the cultures in humanity are comparable to organs in our body. And that made things very interesting, because that made it possible for me to realize that all of these cultures in humanity complement each other. And by the views of alchemy, or the understanding of system theory, you can even see that we can broadly generalize that there are four cultures: those of the West, the East, the Far East, and the Far West, and that they complement each other in the same way as our body anatomy, our body physiology, our neurocrine regulatory system, and our consciousness or information integration system all complement each other. So in a way, you can also say that's like the integration of head, heart, hara, and holy bone, or the four elements of alchemy: fire, air, water, and earth. The integration of these four world cultures is most easily seen in the integration of the four world healing forms. And these exactly complement this notion of the Western culture works with anatomy, the Eastern world culture works with the physiology, the Far Eastern works with the regulatory system, Far West works with the consciousness system. When you look at it, that perspective, you certainly want to have differences between the cultures, because what good is an organism which consists of only the same kind of cells? That is what you would have in a colony of microbes. And even though microbes, of course, can survive billions of years, still, microbes do not have that capacity to express consciousness in the way that a body with organs can do. This whole notion of the different cultures forming organs in a body is fascinating, because it also means that humanity as a whole is an organism. But that again means that humanity as a whole is conscious. The consciousness of humanity, however, is something which can become apparent only at the moment that the individuals in humanity realize that they are actually members or parts of humanity. This is something which in a way has been described by Sat Prem in his description of the meditations of Mother Meera. She was doing meditations in which she shifted her consciousness from the environment to the body, from the body to organs, and from the organs to the cells, which is in a way tricky, because you go from the beta wave outer world consciousness to the alpha wave body level consciousness, to the theta wave organ level consciousness, to the delta wave cell level consciousness. And most often those four stages of consciousness are called conscious for the outer world, subconscious for the body level, unconscious for the organ level, and out of conscious for the cell level. And by the understanding of the word out of consciousness or comatose, you can see that what Mother Meera was doing was quite tricky, because she became conscious at the unconscious level. And the description of her meditation is also that at that moment, when she was at that level, she was in such a deep state trance, or such a comatose state, that for the other outer world she could appear to be dead. And it is that relationship between the out of conscious, the unconscious, the subconscious, and the conscious, which in a way is addressed in the connection between the four world cultures. Before I come back to the complementarity of the four world cultures in the four world healing modalities, and the four world healing modalities are those of the anatomy, the physiology, the regulatory system, and the information system. They're also called somatic medicine for the West, Ayurveda or naturopathy for the East, acupuncture or the meridian system for the Far East, and shamanic or spiritual healing for the Far West. Those four all come together, and the connectedness between them is evident once you are able to look at a deeper level. And that's what I would like to address first. One of the main steps I could take in my thinking to see that integration system was by the work of Roberto Renu, which is described in part in hypermandala.com. That website is a story in itself, and his work is a story in itself, so I'll not go into that here. But I'll briefly pick out the part of his work which was crucial to that understanding that all world cultures complement each other. Roberto Renu is an astrologer, or actually he called himself an astromancien, an astromancer, which is an astral oracler, because he realized that it is not just, say, the knowledge of astrology, but it is specifically the use of astrology which is important. In his approach, he built a computer program by which he could describe everything that astrologers know about how you calculate the zodiac system, the horoscope. And in doing so, he also started to see that there is a direct relationship between the philosophies of the West and the East and the Far East and the Far West, which for him was in the relationship between the zodiac as people know it in the West, which is essentially the system of the gods of the Olympus, and the gods as they are, the same gods as they are described in Roman times. But he also saw how that connected to the Indian, the Ayurvedic system of their deities and their cultural reference system, and he also saw how that connects to the I Ching in the Far East, the famous Book of Changes, which describes the transformation and transmutation at the energy levels. Specifically, the Book of Changes describes what happens at the boundary, what happens in an interface, the function of an interface as a filter on whatever happens on either side of it. And he was also able to see how that connects to the spiritual or shamanic technique and descriptions of the type of the Kabbalah, alchemy, and so on. That part of his work is fascinating and complex in its simplicity, or simple in its complexity, because one of the key elements that he was able to work with was the relationship of the alchemical elements as they are described in the Platonic solids. Plato, using Egyptian knowledge, Egyptian science, realized that the fundamental solids, the fundamental shapes in geometry, are related to different qualities of coherence. I'll not go into that because that fascinating story requires a bit of the details of the complexity of how it all is involved. But let me just say at this point that there are four elements which represent the quality of earth, water, air, and fire, as alchemy calls it. Nowadays we will call it solid, liquid, gas, and plasma. In system theory, we call it the state, the process, the transformation, and the information. And in a more general sense, you can say those are the four dimensions of reality: space, time, energy and consciousness. In fact, it is a relationship between three dimensions, two dimensions, one dimension and zero dimensions. In the Platonic solid, this is represented slightly differently, and because they are triangle, cubes, pentagrams, and so on. But then in the three-dimensional equivalent, what is important in the work of Roberto Renu is that he realized that it is possible to stack those geometries, the five forms that were used in Plato's system, that he could use them and stack them within each other, and that when they are stacked into each other, they form a dodecahedron, which is a ball-like geometry with 12 surfaces, 12 planes in a way. It's a bit more complex than that, but the core element of it that is that these Platonic solids all fit one inside of the other, and they all have connection points, precise connection point by which the one can precisely connect into the next shape. And in this stacked format, you can see that all of these fundamental principles are in fact united and integrated in this dodecahedral shape, which Roberto Renu called a hypermandala. And the geometry which corresponds with that, the hyperbole, or the hyperball. Hypermandala.com shows the pictures of the work that he created. He also used that insight as the core of his computer program by which he calculated the astronomical positions of the planet in relationship to each other. But as part of that connection between the geometry and the computer program, he also came to realize that there is correlation between the astrology and the comportment of people. Evidently, that is part of the story of astrology, that you can see that the planetary rhythms have effect on the way our body functions, and thus also on the way we interact with each other. That is part of the story of astrology. What is important in the work of Roberto Renu is that he realized that when you study astrology, specifically at the depth where he was looking into things, then it is evident that through the calculations of astrology, you get a profound understanding of how people are inclined to operate. You understand how in their body and in their mind and actually in their brain there is a sequence of priorities, as a result of which some people operate more in, let's say, a modality of spring. If they are more about initiating things, some operate more in a modality of summer, which is about interchange, communication, exchange. Some operate more at a level of autumn, that they try to bring things together, synthesize them. And some people operate more at a level of winter, which is essentially trying to bring things back to their essence. Roberto Renu also realized that when you do these calculations, and in that way understand how the body, the mind, the soul and the spirit of an individual actually operates, you also find that there is a discrepancy between what you can calculate as at the astrological or astral level, which is the level of the physiology and also of the mind of their functioning, but that astrological or astral or physiological or mental level can be different from what people experience in how they look at themselves, how they look at each other, how they behave, and how they are seen by others. in that way, Roberto Renault realized that there is a difference between, say, the internal function of people and how they make use of that. Compared to people buying a computer, people all can buy the same computer. They all have a human body, and the astrology system works on them in the same manner. But when you look at the computers of those individuals, you can see that there is as much individual characteristics. There are as many individual characteristics to be seen per computer as these individuals are distinct, discrete, unique, and individual. That is where Roberto Renault then realized that he needed to look at the other side of the story, and not how astrology described what happens within people, but rather at how people look at themselves or how they look at the world around them. This is where Roberto Renault then came up with a questionnaire based on the principles of astrology, and actually and accurately and in detail asking about their experience about specific astrological relationships. And by having people answer those questions, he could determine that there was a strong difference in the way they thought about themselves and the way the astrologer would look at them. He called that approach the hand-glove technique, because he realized that somehow the findings of the questionnaire needed to be correlated to the astrological calculations based on their time of birth and the location of birth and so on. Roberto Renault did that in a very shrewd, clever, intelligent manner, because he was aware that all of these questions he had asked correspond to specific astrological events, the crossing of the Moon and Venus, the crossing of the Moon and Mars, and so on and so on. But that meant that the answer to the questionnaire was in fact an inverse kind of astrological mandala, the horoscope of how people looked at themselves. And he discovered that this horoscope derived from the questionnaire was actually the same as other horoscope, a relationship in time and place. So actually he found that there was one horoscope connecting to the birth of their body on Earth, and another horoscope connected to how they perceived themselves in their mind and by their social interactions. Roberto Renault then did something fundamental, which in astrology is called synastry. And synastry is a technique by which you can compare the horoscope of one person with the horoscope of another person. So, as this technique of comparing two horoscopes already exists and is very practical, Roberto Renault realized that in that sense he could compare the horoscope of the body and the horoscope to the mind with each other and apply the technique of synastry. In the approach of Roberto Renault, the synastry between the two horoscopes actually produces a new horoscope. In electronics you would say that if you have an electromagnetic field and you interact it with another electromagnetic field, the result of that is a new electromagnetic field which has the characteristic of both. In that same sense, the horoscope of the one individual, the horoscope of the other individual, in the methodology of Roberto Renault, leads to a new horoscope which is a new and different identity, which is, say, the combined effect of the two people. It's like a third person that operates and exists between the two. And this, by the way, is the key to understanding the bridging of different cultures. So this new individuality between the two people and composed of the views of the two people actually is separate from the two people, but regarded by the two people as if it is the other person, which it is not. So normally, when you look at somebody else, you don't actually see the other, but you see the interpretation of the other. It is as if between you and the other there is a projected picture which you created out of what they put in and what you put